Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Hello, you are listening to a Stay Healthy podcast here on Vectis Radio. My name is Kitty. Today, I'd like to talk about friendship and how it helps your mental and physical well-being. Friendship is such a valuable thing, isn't it? Friends enable us to cope with the day-to-day challenges of life. We all like to think we have friends. But when the going gets tough, you find out who your true friends really are. Some people are more like what you might call acquaintances instead. There are many different sorts of friendship, aren't there? If you think about it literally, friends are crucial to our own health and well-being. And you might tell your trusted friend about things which you wouldn't consider talking to your family about, because it might be too painful or too controversial, for example. Friends are people who you connect with, a sort of relationship which is beneficial to both of you, perhaps with a mutual understanding of their specific physical or mental health issues. So what else is a friend? A friend could be somebody to help you keep on the straight and narrow and help you to make informed decisions, should you need to. It could be somebody to bounce ideas off, enabling you to negotiate different subjects sometimes, some of which may be difficult in nature. Someone to keep you grounded and in the here and now. And also someone you just love being with, and at times you don't even need to speak to. Just being in their company is all you need. Friendships work both ways, don't they? You support each other through your life. You can rely upon your friends to be there for you. It's great to know you have their support. Having trust in your friend is a very valuable thing too. Trusting someone to tell your worries to, concerns about, and all sorts of other things is so important. You know that whatever you talk about, you won't be judged, you'll be listened to, and you'll be helped should you need it. Especially now in these extraordinary times, friends are even more important. Friendship is incredibly important if you're feeling under the weather too. So if your friend isn't well, either physically or mentally, what can you do to help? Try to be a rainbow in their cloud, as Maya Angelou once said. Offer your support in whatever way is best, either practically, for example shopping, or emotionally. To help your friend emotionally, show your support for them, listen actively, acknowledge their issues as explained to you. Reassure your friend that you're there for them. Sometimes, just chatting over a cuppa or out on a walk or going shopping with your friend can help your friend to get into a bit more better perspective about what's going on in their lives at the time. A really important thing to consider is encouraging your friend to access professional help if this is needed. It may be a difficult conversation. Help is available. And finally, a couple of little quotes. Sometimes we need someone to simply be there, not to fix anything or do anything in particular, but just to let us feel that we're cared for and supported. And my final quote is, it's from Proverbs 27:9. A sweet friendship restores the soul. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast. Listen out for the next one. My name is Kitty.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.